pages 56 and 57. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
In 1866, a terrible sea creature is seen by several ships. Biologist Professor Pierre Aronnax and his servant Conseil join a ship to find and kill the creature. After a long journey into the Pacific Ocean, the creature is finally seen. While attacking from the ship, Aronnax and Conseil, along with the whale hunter Ned Land, fall into the sea and discover that the creature is actually a submarine. They are captured and taken inside the submarine, where they meet the man in charge, Captain Nemo. Ahead of its time, the submarine is also a secret from the rest of the world. In order to keep this secret, Captain Nemo tells his three newest passengers that they are not permitted to leave the submarine. While Ned Land can think only of escaping, Aronnax and Conseil are fascinated by their adventures in the new underwater world. In this part, adapted from a chapter of the book, Aronnax describes the experience of walking on the seabed.
And now, how can I look back upon the impression left upon me by that walk under the waters? Words are not enough to relate such wonders. Captain Nemo walked in front, one of his men following some steps behind. Conseil and I remained near each other, as if an exchange of words had been possible through our metal cases. I no longer felt the weight of my clothes, or of my shoes, of my air supply, or my thick helmet, inside which my head shook like a nut in its shell. The light, which lit the soil 30 feet below the surface of the ocean, astonished me by its power. The solar rays shone through the watery mass easily and consumed all colour, and I clearly distinguished objects at a distance of 150 yards. Beyond that, the colours darkened into fine shades of deep blue and gradually disappeared. Truly, this water which surrounded me was but another air heavier than the Earth's atmosphere, but almost as clear. Above me was the calm surface of the sea. We were walking on fine, even sand, not wrinkled as on a flat shore, which keeps the impression of the waves. This dazzling carpet, really a reflector, drove away the rays of the sun with wonderful intensity, which accounted for the vibration which passed through every atom of liquid. Shall I be believed when I say that at the depth of 30 feet, I could see as if I was in broad daylight?
Adaptation from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne.